Galveston County health officials have fielded hundreds of calls about flesh-eating bacterial infections. First, a Jacinto City man who got sick waited 4 days to go to the hospital and wound up losing a leg. Another person was exposed and became sick but got better. Vibrio bacteria is always present at some level, and Scott Packard, public information officer for the Galveston County Health District, says there's no testing program required by the Environmental Protection Agency.
Vibrio bacteria is naturally present in salt and brackish water. So if you've ever been to the Gulf of Mexico, anywhere along the Gulf of Mexico, whether it's in Texas or any of the states in between here and Florida, or an ocean on the east or west coast, you probably have been exposed to Vibrio bacteria, and you probably didn't have a negative reaction.
Packard says Vibrio poses very little problem for people who swim unless they have a weakened immune system or an open wound. However, there is an EPA threshold for a different bacterium.
Those signs that are on the beach that warn of an elevated bacteria level are not related to Vibrio or flesh-eating bacteria. Those are related to Texas Beach Watch.
The website posts results of 52 test sites up and down the Galveston coast for Enterococcus, which can cause illness at high levels, and levels have been higher with recent rains.
Enterococcus bacteria is naturally present in the gut of mammals and humans. So typically what occurs is after it floods or it rains, all that water washes pet waste, cattle waste, and some sewage overflows into rivers and streams, and eventually out into the Gulf of Mexico.
Enterococcus levels on Galveston Island were very low Thursday, but heavy rains could trigger higher levels. As for flesh-eating bacteria, Galveston health officials say people are more likely to acquire Vibrio from eating raw seafood or being cut while fishing than from swimming. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.